I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. Today, we are here. We are not featuring Mia Made It on this episode. Shout out to Mia Made It, guys. As you know, we've been covering a lot of the WWE lately. We've been dropping episodes, podcast episodes, once a month, every month. And we've been covering every premium live event. And shout out to Mia Made It for jumping on with us. She has reached her 30th episode on the podcast. And we just want to give her a big shout out. But today, we are back to covering the NFL as we get closer to the NFL season. I know, guys, it's just March. You know what I mean? But I figured you guys could use some NFL in your life. I figured we could start dropping a little more episodes. You guys have been good. You guys have done well with keeping up with us as we were dealing with music, as we were dealing with future American leaders of Texas and the voting project from last year in November. And, you know, like I said, I figured you guys needed a little bit of a change of pace. And today we have a special episode. We are going to be talking about the top 10 wide receivers from 2024, from the 2024 season. Today, we are going to be talking about, as I said, the top 10 wide receivers from the 2024 season. I have a graphic here from us from the NFL. It is 1 through 10, and I also have my iPad set up so we could talk about the statistics and the stats of each of these players that we're going to talk about. Guys, I'm not here to give you my opinion on where I think these athletes should rank, but I am here to give you guys the information, and in the comments of our Spotify page, 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, you can go ahead and leave a review, and you can go ahead and leave your comment and let us know what you think your top 10 episodes would be. So today, as I said, before we get started, guys, go ahead and give us a follow on Facebook at the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, exactly how it's spelled out on Spotify. Go ahead and give our page a follow, give our group a follow on Facebook. Follow us on Spotify at 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. If you haven't followed yet, give us a follow, guys, so we can stay on top of your algorithm and we can stay in here. And, you know, as I said, we're going to start turning up the amount of episodes that we are dropping. We're going to get back to the scheduled format, maybe bi-weekly, maybe weekly, depending on what we got going on. But as you know, follow... As I said, we had a lot of stuff going on. Go ahead and follow Gifted and Gorgeous, the page and the group on Facebook as well. Follow Future American Leaders of Texas. You can follow Design Individually Gifted, the page. You can follow God is Fixing Things Every Day, the page on Facebook as well. Facebook, as you know, is where we have established our headquarters. That is where we do most of our marketing, most of our promo, and also follow the True page, guys, on Facebook as well. And you can, and I mean, if you want to, you can follow my Rumble at Designed I Gifted. That is DESIGNED, I Gifted, GIFTED. But enough of that, guys. Let's get into the top 10 wide receivers from 2024. We are going to be going from number 10 to number 1, and if you remember correctly, or if you remember from, you know, last year when we were doing NFL content, we are going to be going 10 through 5, we'll take a break, and then we'll go 5 through 1. So starting here at number 10 for the top 10 wide receivers in the NFL from 2024, currently this is how it stands. At number 10, we have Brian Thomas Jr. of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Brian Thomas Jr. played in 17 games, guys. He had 87 receptions, 133 targets. He had 1,200 yards, 1,282 to be exact. He averaged 14.7 per catch, and he had 10 touchdowns. So, that being said, his official stat line was 100 catches, 1,207. I'm sorry, I was reading the wrong one. That was Drake London. He had 87 catches, 1,282 yards, and 10 touchdowns. And as we know, as everybody has probably been able to come to a mutual agreement and understanding, if you get, you know, 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, that's a successful season in the NFL. 87 catches, 1,200 yards, and 10 touchdowns. So, Brian Thomas Jr., don't have a huge opinion on him. Don't have a lot to say on him. Not really even, guys, I didn't follow the NFL really too much last year. The Dallas Cowboys had me going absolutely insane. As everybody knows, this is, the Dallas Cowboys are our favorite team here on this platform, on this podcast. Brian Thomas Jr., as I said, I didn't follow the NFL. I had a lot of other things going on. We dropped, I think, 12 music videos last year. You can find those on my Facebook page at Designed Individually Gifted. We had Gifted and Gorgeous that we were establishing. We had the Faltex Voter Project. We had, you know, and a bunch of other personal things going on. Just to let you guys know, you know, in a custody battle for my son, if anybody wants to help out, if anybody wants to chip in on those proceeds, on the funds that need to be paid, as you know, any donations can go to the Signs and Sports podcast. But that is not stopping what we are doing, guys. Everything that we're doing, this podcast, everything we've done has been for my son, has been for his future, and has been for him to eventually and inevitably join us on here. So, Ian, we love you. We miss you. It's been a while since I've seen you, but God willing, and God knows that you will be back here with us one day. So, that is where we are, guys. And like I said, tune in to the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast as we continue to ramp up the amount of episodes we will be dropping. We have Brian Thomas. As I said, I don't know much about him. I didn't follow the NFL too much last year. I will click on his profile just to find out if he is a rookie. And he is a rookie. Round one, pick number 23 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So for him to be in the top 10 receivers list of 2024 is impressive and, you know, well-deserved, apparently, from the stats will speak for themselves. Number nine on this list, guys, we got T. Higgins. As I said, I'm not going to get too far into opinions of where I believe that these players, these athletes should rank, but T. Higgins had... Give me one second. Let me adjust the volume on this, on my microphone. Okay, T. Higgins. He had 73 catches. Set on the ESPN website, by the way, guys. Brian Thomas was ranked number 3 in statistics across all receivers. T. Higgins is ranked number 31. Make with that what you will. He is ranked number 9 on this graphic that we have from the NFL from 2024. T. Higgins, 12 catches. I'm sorry, 12 games played, 73 catches, 109 targets, 911 yards, and 10 touchdowns. T. Higgins, a active producer for the Cincinnati Bengals. He is somebody who is paired with Ja'Marr Chase. So to have... still 911 yards and 10 touchdowns with 73 receptions. It was good enough to get him into the top 10 list and into the top 10 receivers of 2024 per the NFL. So T. Higgins, he is, as we all know, he was drafted in 2020, round 2, pick number 33. As I said, he had 73 catches, 911 yards, and 10 touchdowns with an average of 12.5 per catch. He was tied for 6th in touchdowns on the year. Number 7 on this list, guys, we have... I'm sorry, number 8 on this list, we have C.D. Lamb. Okay, see, I said that I wasn't going to give too many opinions, too much on what I thought or where I thought these athletes receivers should have lined up. But I think this is absolutely atrocious. I think C.D. Lamb, but I mean, again, the offense... he was in, didn't allow him to do very much, and didn't allow him to reach his potential when it came to him as an athlete and as a receiver. CD Lamb had 15 games played. He had 100 receptions, 152 targets, 1,194 yards with an average of 11.8 per catch. And he only had six touchdowns. So if CD Lamb would have had 10 touchdowns, I imagine he would have been a little bit further up this list. But 100 catches, 1,194 yards, and six touchdowns is a stat line that I think CD Lamb is placed right about where he is supposed to be. On ESPN, he is placed at number 8 as well in the statistical category. And per the NFL, he was ranked number 8 above Brian Thomas Jr. and T. Higgins. Number 7 and number 6 on this list are two slots that I think CD Lamb could have worked himself in there. I'm a huge Cowboys fan. I'll say that again, as I said. So this is 100% biased. And as everybody knows on this podcast, we are very biased towards our favorite team. So I will openly admit that, and I do not care. But CD Lamb, as I said, 15 games played, 100 catches, 152 targets, 1,194 yards, 11.8 per target, per catch, and six touchdowns. Number 7 on this list, guys, is Nico Collins, and we will get into his statistics. He is ranked number 22 statistically per ESPN. He had 12 games played. He had 68 catches, 99 targets, 1,006 yards, 14.8 per catch, and seven touchdowns. So that's, you know, as I said, let's compare that to CD Lamb. Nico Collins had 12 games played. CD Lamb had 15 games played. Nico Collins had 68 catches to CD Lamb's 101 yards, 152 targets for CD, 99 targets for Nico Collins, 1,000 yards for Nico Collins, 1,194 for CD Lamb. So I guess the amount of targets, the amount of work, and the lack of games played for Nico Collins to still equate to, anything similar to CD Lamb, I guess that is why he is placed above him. CD Lamb had six touchdowns to Nico Collins' seven touchdowns. So it's not 100% of an argument that can be made for CD Lamb to be placed over Nico Collins. Shout out to Nico Collins for being placed number 7 on the top 10 wide receivers list per the NFL. Brian Thomas Jr. number 10, T. Higgins number 9, CD Lamb number 8, and Nico Collins number 7. The last person that we're going to talk about, guys, before we hit a break, before we move on, and before we get into this, the number 6 slot, and before we get into the ad break and move on to the top 5, these episodes, as you guys know, when we talk about top 10 lists, they go a little shorter. Especially shorter than the episodes where we talk about WWE premium live events with me and Made It. This one will be about 30 minutes, 30, 40 minutes, 45 minutes max. But, it's content. It's something that you guys can listen to. It's something when you guys are bored, if you want to throw it on there, or if you're working and, you're just a fan of the podcast, then, there's no harm in more content. So, number 6 on the list, guys, we got Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin was ranked number 15 per ESPN statistically. He played 17 games, had 82 catches with 117 targets. He had 1,096 yards and he had 13 touchdowns for an average of 13.4 yards per catch. So, Terry McLaurin, as I said, ranked number 15 statistically. I mean, what a jump from everybody that's on this list and the people who are anticipatedly going to be in the top 5. Terry McLaurin, one of the better wide receiver ones in the game, had a good year with rookie Jaden Daniels. The top 10, the 10 to 6 is Brian Thomas Jr. at number 10, T. Higgins at number 9, C.D. Lamb at number 8. Nico Collins at number 7 and Terry McLaurin at number 6. As I said, Brian Thomas Jr. statistically by ESPN was ranked number 3 in the league last year. T. Higgins statistically per ESPN was ranked number 31 CeeDee Lamb was ranked number 8 statistically per ESPN. Nico Collins was ranked number 22. And Terry McLaurin, guys, was ranked number 15. As I said, make with these what you will. Leave your opinions in the comments. Leave your top 10 list in the comments. Or you can even go and we shared this graphic on our 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast group and on Facebook. Go ahead and go find that. Comment your top 10 list and let us know what you think. Let us know who your top 10 players are. So, Brian Thomas Jr., number 10. T. Higgins, number 9. CeeDee Lamb, number 8. Nico Collins, number 7. And Terry McLaurin, number 6. You know what, guys? Let's just roll through it. It's a short list. It's top 10. There's no point in slowing down. All gas, no brakes, as everybody knows. Shout out to the Eagles. Shout out to Sirianni. But number 5 on this list, guys, we got Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown is number 5 on the top 10 wide receivers list for 2024 per the NFL. And per ESPN, he was statistically ranked at number 5 as well. With 17 games played, 115 catches, 141 targets, 1,263 yards receiving, and 12 touchdowns with an average of 11 yards per catch. So, Amon-Ra St. Brown seems to be the one that was completely accurately placed where he was supposed to be. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 115 catches in 17 games, 141 targets, 1,263 yards, 11 yards per catch, and a total of 12 touchdowns. And if I'm not mistaken, he was very much close to, let's see, he was 1, 2, 3. He was top 3 in receiving reception touchdowns in the league last year. So Amon-Ra St. Brown, big player for the Detroit Lions. Consistent. We talked about him a lot in the 3DFFL last year. Guys, if you are interested in playing fantasy football and you're interested in doing it and having your league covered on the podcast, this podcast, feel free to message us at either Design Individually Gifted or the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast page, and we will be recruiting as soon as, May, June, probably May. We'll start getting, sending out messages. We'll start reaching out in fantasy football groups, NFL groups, and we will start recruiting for the next season, which would be season 4 of the 3DFFL. We have had 3 successful seasons. We made our biggest profit, our biggest amount of revenue last year, and we made our biggest payouts as well last year. So join the league, guys. Join the platform. We have people who have been with us all 3 years. We have people who have guaranteed they will come back next year. And we've had even people who have been with us playing fantasy football for 8 to 10 years. So it's a community you can rely on. We got a Discord. We got Facebook group pages. We got private group pages on Facebook. And, it's only growing. We even got our 3DFFL team that is teamed up with Gifted and Gorgeous. And, a lot of pretty faces, including my own. But, it is a fun atmosphere. It is something, as I said, that you can rely on. It's a community you can depend on to be here year to year. We're very open to communication. We're very active, engaged, and involved in every group chat that we have. We're very active and engaged and involved in conversation that's happening in these group chats. There are no, friendly trash talk is encouraged, but there is no negative vibes. There's no negativity. Everything is taken care of. And, we are learning as we go. So feel free to join the 3DFFL next year for the 2025 NFL fantasy football season. And we look forward to having you guys. Number 4 on this list, guys, we got AJ Brown. AJ Brown was considered the number 4 receiver in the NFL per NFL. Statistically, he ranked number 17. He had 13 games, 67 catches, 97 targets. As we know, the Philadelphia Eagles had Saquon Barkley rushing for 2,000 yards. He had 13 games played, 67 catches, 97 targets, 1,079 yards, 16.1 per catch. And he also had 7 touchdowns. Again, Jalen Hurts with the tush push. Saquon Barkley scoring all the touchdowns. Statistically, that was a good year for A.J. Brown. And, you know, without Saquon or whatever the case may be, maybe he would have had an even bigger year. Maybe gotten himself into the top 10 statistically. Maybe would have gotten himself into the top 3 per the NFL graphic. But A.J. Brown, top 4. We still don't like the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations to them on the Super Bowl win. But, you know, we still don't like it. We still don't like them. Shout out to the Dallas Cowboys. That is who we ride with. And, you know, it hurts me every single time to see the Philadelphia Eagles win or succeed in any way. Number 3 on this list, guys, we got Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua was ranked statistically number 27 per ESPN. He was ranked number 3 in the top 10 wide receivers of 2024 per the NFL. Puka Nacua ended his season with 11 games played. He had 79 catches, 106 targets, 990 yards, 12.5 yards per catch, and he only had 3 touchdowns. How you have 3 touchdowns and you end up in the top 3? How you only played 11 games and ended up in the top 3? How you only got targeted 79 times and ended up in the top 3? Oh, no, I'm sorry. My bad, guys. How you only had 79 catches and ended up in the top 3? And how you only had 990 yards and ended up in the top 3 is absolutely astonishing, in my opinion. But as we know, Puka Nacua, one of the better wide receivers in the game as of right now. And being as young as he is as well is an absolute phenomenon of a player. He was drafted in 2023, round 5, pick number 177. So I guess that alone, being a 5th round pick and being as young as he is and contributing to his team as soon as he did, is probably what got him into the conversation and a top 3 wide receiver per NFL this year. He had 79 catches, 990 yards, and 3 touchdowns, averaging 12.5 yards per catch. That was Puka Nacua at number 3. And before we get into the final two guys, where we are going to compare these two guys, everybody probably knows and understands who is the number 1 and number 2. We got Justin Jefferson at number 2 for the Minnesota Vikings. And we got Ja'Marr Chase at number 1 for the Cincinnati Bengals. So shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals for having both their receivers on this list. We have Brian Thomas Jr. at number 10 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We have T. Higgins at number 9 for the Cincinnati Bengals. We have CeeDee Lamb at number 8 for the Dallas Cowboys. We have Nico Collins at number 7 for the Houston Texans. We have Terry McLaurin at number 6 for the Washington Commanders / Redskins. I don't know if they're going to bring that name back. There's been whispers around the internet. Can't ever trust the internet, but we'll do the / just in case. Amon-Ra St. Brown at number 5 for the Detroit Lions. A.J. Brown at number 4 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Puka Nacua at number 3 for the Los Angeles Rams. Justin Jefferson at number 2 for the Minnesota Vikings. And Ja'Marr Chase, number 1 for the Cincinnati Bengals. So let's look at Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. Per ESPN, Ja'Marr Chase was ranked the number 1. He was ranked the number 1 wide receiver in the league. And per ESPN, Justin Jefferson was ranked the number 2 wide receivers in the league, respectively and statistically. So Justin Jefferson had a total of 17 games played. He had 100 catches, 154 targets. He had 1,533 yards and 10 touchdowns with an average of 14.9 yards per reception. That is a stat line of an elite receiver. 103 yards, 1,533 103 catches, 1,533 yards, and 10 touchdowns. But ultimately, Justin Jefferson, being as young as he is, being on his second contract, he was drafted in 2020, round one, pick number 22. He had 103 catches, 1,533 yards, 10 touchdowns, as we talked about. As great of a season as that was, the number one player on this list, Ja'Marr Chase, had an absolutely astronomical statistical year in 2024. Ja'Marr Chase finished his 2024 regular season with 127 catches, 1,708 yards, and 17 touchdowns, with an average of 13.4 per reception. Guys, let me just run down these numbers in accordance with the top 10 receivers on this list. Ja'Marr Chase had 127 receptions. The closest one to him after that was Amon-Ra St. Brown with 115. He had 175 targets. The one after him was Malik Nabers with 170. But here is where it starts to get very, very interesting. 1,700 yards, guys. The very next person behind him was Justin Jefferson with 1,533. And after them, behind them, was Brian Thomas with 1,282 yards. So that was the top three receiving yards per player for the 2024 season. And Ja'Marr Chase absolutely exploded and destroyed anybody in his way with 127 receptions, 1,700 yards, and 17 touchdowns, guys. 17 touchdowns to Justin Jefferson's 10, Brian Thomas Jr.'s 10, Drake London's 9, Amon-Ra St. Brown's 12, Jerry Jeudy's 4, Malik Nabers 7, CeeDee Lamb 6, Ladd McConkey with 7, Jaxon Smith-Njigba with 6, Garrett Wilson with 7, Terry McLaurin with 13. So for him to have 17 touchdowns, guys, he was the absolute workhorse for that team. He was the go-to guy for that team. 17 games played, 1,700 yards, and 17 touchdowns. That is basically and essentially 100 yards every single game, 10 targets every single game, and one touchdown per game. That is absolutely insane. That stat line right there is something comparable to AB at his best. Shout out to Antonio Brown. Ja'Marr Chase, as I said, with a statistical astronomical year, insane work. That is something that will not be remembered for a lot of fantasy football players. If I'm not mistaken, he won me a fantasy football championship as well because his fantasy football playoff performance was so outstanding and so productive. I mean, there wasn't a lot you could do to stop him. I think at the beginning of the year, if I'm not mistaken, he struggled. And then towards the end of the year, he really, you know, turned it on, and him and Joe Burrow just started connecting. 175 targets, guys. 175 targets to turn that into 1,700 yards and 17 touchdowns is incredible. Shout out to Ja'Marr Chase, guys. The top 10 receivers from 2024. Per the NFL, was Ja'Marr Chase number one for the Cincinnati Bengals, Justin Jefferson number two for the Minnesota Vikings, Puka Nacua number three for the Los Angeles Rams, AJ Brown number four for the Philadelphia Eagles, Amon-Ra St. Brown number five for the Detroit Lions, Terry McLaurin for number six for the Washington Commanders/Redskins, Nico Collins, number 7 for the Houston Texans. CeeDee Lamb, number 8 for the Dallas Cowboys. T. Higgins, number 9 for the Cincinnati Bengals. And Brian Thomas Jr., number 10 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that about concludes the top 10 wide receiver episode for today, guys. As I told you, it'd be 30 minutes. We'd get through it fairly quick. It is just me here by myself until the 3 and D Signs and Sports podcast comes on and joins us. These episodes will probably double in time, end up about anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. But we got a lot of new content, a lot of new podcasts coming soon. As I said, I'm going to get back to work. I'm going to start scheduling episodes leading up to the 2025 NFL season. And I fully plan on watching the NFL season this year. That way, you know, we could be a lot more in tune with what is going on, and we'll have a lot more to say, you know, during the 3DFFL season, the 2025 postseason, the 2025 offseason, etc. So thank you for tuning in, guys. This has been the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. I am DIG, the D to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. Thank you for everybody who's continuing to listen. We are averaging better numbers this year than we were last year per episode, and we hope to continue growing that. So as we continue to grow that, you know, everybody who was here at first will be able to say that they saw this thing go from nothing to something. So thank you for tuning in. I look forward to the next one. And everybody, enjoy your week, enjoy your weekend, and we will talk to you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat. On YouTube at Chach with the Heat. On Day One Vibes in the store tab. And on Facebook at Mario Chavera. And again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment.